question.
Your stories are
misguided.
You always leave a good question.
People love your stories.
I love your stories.
My stories are mesmerizing.
You always think of something like a relevant story.
You were a fantastic.
You were a fantastic conversationalist.
You were an interesting.
You always think of good questions.
People love
my stories.
You have plenty of interesting
stories.
Stay on the path, Sylvia Plath. Don't fall away like all the others. Don't take all your secrets alone to your watery grave about lovers, and the secrets you keep will keep you in deep, like Amy and brother. And all of the people you meet on the street will reiterate lies that they uttered. Leave me in peace, I cry, in the middle of the night, on a slow boat bound for Catalina for no reason. Tiny drops of perspiration dot my forehead. They could be mistaken for dewdrops if this were photo season. But alas, this is a real life, and it's been a real fight just to stop my mind from committing treason. Why, you ask? Because she told the townspeople I was crazy. And the lies, they started to believe them. But anyways, that's all over now. I've moved on, gone scorched earth. And now, I'm left wondering, where do I go from here? To Sonoma, where the fires have just left? South Dakota? Would standing in front of Mount Rushmore feel like the great American homecoming I never had? Would the magnitude of the scale of the sculptures take the place of the warm embrace I never got? Or should I just be here now, bare feet on linoleum, slicing vegetables into water that I will later turn into stew?
People love my stories.